Hello, everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And with me today is a guy that's been, I guess, just a dynasty. You know, you think of Michael Jordan, you think of Tiger Woods. And in bass fishing, there's nobody like Kevin Van Dam. And Kevin, number one ranked angler at the end of 2004 here again. And it just seems like perennially, you're the number one ranked angler.
Well, you know, it's something you work hard at, and it sounds like maybe I ought to hire you as a PR guy.
Well, there's no question. I don't think you need one. You know, it's one of those things where when you look at a guy that's as consistent and just continues to win like you win, and, you know, even if you don't win, you're always in the top, seems like the top 10 or so. And, you know, the Bassmaster Classic is very evident of that. You know, this year's Bassmaster Classic, Takahiro Mori won that, but you were right in the hunt. Looked like you might have a chance to win it.
You know, I tried really hard, and I mean, all you can ask for in any event, and especially the Bassmasters Classic, is to be in contention going into the last day. And you know, I gave it everything that I had, and I knew I had a shot at it. And you know, your day goes, and you build momentum, and things are going your way, and you just need that one real kicker fish that would feel like to bring you over the top. And I just never got it there. And but you know what? When you're fishing or really in any competitive sport, you have to go for it. You know, I mean, if you want to win, you got to swing for the fence and suffer the consequences sometimes. And occasionally, you know, you turn out to be a hero. But the other smart part of that theory is you can't just go out there and just, you know, strike out every time too. You've got to manage your finishes. And I've learned that, like in watching NASCAR too, that, you know, if a guy's got a 10th place car, you can't try and take it to the front. But it is pretty good to, you know, if you can take a 10th place car and finish 7th, you're doing good. But you don't want to finish lower than 13th either with that 10th place car. So it pays to take some chances, but you got to know when to take the big risks and when not to. And that's something that I think has probably really helped me in the world rankings to stay at the top.
Well, you know, it's funny. I've been to a lot of press conferences, of course, where you've been. I've covered this sport for a lot of years. But the last press conference I was at the Bassmaster Classic was very unique for me. And I don't know if you remember this, but you were up on the stage, and Aaron Martins was talking about the bait selection he used. And as I find out more and more about Kevin Van Dam, of course, I find out just how much you know about lure selection and products and stuff. But Aaron asked you, hey, what size willow leaf is that, Kevin? You know, and he really was looking for you to kind of help him with the lure selection. You know, he was talking about that. And this guy is as knowledgeable as anybody in the world of bass fishing. And they always go to the guy ranked number one. It was very neat to see that happen. And you just said right away, I think it was a number three, you know. And it was kind of funny to see these other anglers, how they play with Kevin Van Dam a little bit.
Yeah, well, you know, it's one of those things that with experience, you know, or time on the water, you gain a lot of experience. And, you know, to me, it doesn't seem like I've been doing this for a long time, but, you know, that was my 14th season this year, and it just goes by really quick. And the one thing is, you know, I've been learning more and more every year, and you learn your strengths and you learn your weaknesses, and you try to work on your weaknesses to some extent. But it's, to me, I found that it seems to be more important to just really hone in on the things that I know that I'm good at and that I'm confident at, and try and make them work for me. And that's, you know, what I try to do in all the events is find a pattern or a technique that I'm comfortable with and that I'm confident in, and make it work for me. And a lot of times I can make it work when other guys can't, just because of the confidence that I have in it.
Well, you know, it's funny. You started right out of the chute hotter than a pistol. I think you had like 20-some events where you won, or at least got a check in it. You know, you start thinking about the consistency and being able to swing for the fences and yet still keep that consistency. And, you know, that number one ranked angler, you think about that. There's a lot of really good anglers out there. And, you know, every year it seems like at the end of the year, Kevin Van Dam just had a phenomenal year. So that consistency plus the ability to swing for the fence, those are both real key to making a successful career.
Yeah, you know, early on, I really didn't understand what it took to win. You know, I was more worried about, especially when I had that streak started, you know, to make sure that I, you know, at least finish in the money. And I didn't take those chances early on. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to win a few events pretty early in my career. And that just kind of gives you a taste of what winning's all about. And I'll tell you, the guy who really taught me how to win is Denny Brower. I've, you know, been close friends with Denny for a long time. And I'll tell you, there's a guy that really knows how to win. But he swings for the fence so hard sometimes that, you know, he'll come up way short. You know, he knows his strengths and his weaknesses, and you know, he is so confident. And if you ever get Denny Brower within striking distance of a win, you better watch out, because he gets it done more than anybody else out there. And I've watched that over the years, and you know, in the last 4 or 5 years, I've really tried to really build that philosophy into my own style, and it's hurt my consistency a little bit. You know, I had much more, much better average finishes earlier in my career than I have in the last few years, so to speak, because, you know, if I go out there the first day and just don't get it done and feel like I'm, you know, not on a contending pattern, I'll just drop everything and, you know, go off hunting, go off practicing. And, you know, quite a few times it's really paid off for me, and maybe I didn't end up winning the tournament, but I end up with a top five or something by just totally abandoning what I, you know, was started with and, you know, went to something else, where early on in my career, I would have just tried to grind out a small limit every day and, you know, get a 50th place check or something, where, you know, that just doesn't satisfy me anymore. So you're going to fail sometimes, but, you know, when you do win, it really builds your confidence and helps you. And that's a real key. You know, you see guys get on a roll, and if you can get yourself, and I haven't figured out how to get on a roll or what takes you off of one, you know, when you are rolling, but that's something that's really intriguing to me, and something that I think all of us are trying to figure out how to master.
Well, you want to stay on that roll. You know, something else that's got to be kind of eating at you once in a while is, you know, everybody's shooting at you, really. I mean, they know when they come to an event, Kevin Van Dam's going to be there. He's going to be, you know, up there. He's going to be fishing hard. He's number one ranked angler in the world. And, you know, this year, for the first time ever, Mark Davis and Kelly Jordan both had a shot at your number one ranking for a couple of weeks. And, you know, I know what kind of a competitor you are. So I know that number one ranking is so important to you. But yet you still got guys shooting at you, don't you?
Oh, constantly, and you know, I hear it all the time. You know, I mean, most of these guys are really good friends. You know, we spend so much time together on the road that everybody knows each other real well. But you can just tell. You know, the guys that are out there now, especially a lot of the younger guys, I mean, they're really hungry and they're really competitive, and it just really bothers them to get beat, and they hate to lose. But I have that same desire too, and. You know, I just go out there and try to do as good as I can. I want to try and win every single event that I enter. And if I can't win, I want to try to figure out a way that can catapult me from down in the bottom to a respectable finish in the event anyways. And it's something that you know, everybody has their own style and their own mindset and the way that they do things. And I've just become more and more comfortable in the way that I go about, you know, the whole practice period and the whole, you know, the way that I fish events. I really had a really good finish to the season this year through the E50 circuit. And, you know, I was coming off probably the worst tour season that I've ever had. And I had a lot of time to think in the car on the way home from South Carolina at that last tour event. And I just kind of decided, you know, that I had to get that focus back and put a lot of effort and emphasis into those E50s, and I just really felt good about the decision-making process. And, you know, once you start that role, you know, I carried it into the Classic and, had a real good event there, and it's something that I've got the right mindset that I'm going to carry that right into the tour season starting out, and hopefully the finishers will show to back it up.
Well, you know, Kevin, if we pulled out a book and you know, Denny Brower's a flipper, and you know, you got Gary Klein's a flipper, and all these different guys have different techniques, you know, and you're kind of known as a power fisherman, but through the years of covering you and being able to watch you and see you on the water and see the things that you do, it's very evident that you're a versatile fisherman as well. I mean, you like that power technique, but you're versatile as well.
Yeah, the one thing that has probably hurt me is being a little too versatile. You know, I mean, you look at a guy like Denny Brower, and if you got even a mediocre flipping bite going on, he's going to be real dangerous and going to be a contender to win. Where I have so many different things that I like to do and that I'm confident in, sometimes it may send me in the wrong direction, and I don't pick the right maybe the right technique or choice for that event. So it's hard to be a versatile fisherman and win events. But then again, you know, you gotta find your own balance of what you have confidence in and how to fish your style, and that's just what I try to do. And you know, the way I look at it is, the more times that you can put yourself in contention on going into that final day of an event, the more, you know, more tournaments you're going to win. I mean, just the odds are in your favor that you're going to be able to make the right choices and adapt on the last day to be able to win the event if you're in position to do it. If you got to come from 50th place, it's really hard to do. So it's so competitive out there now. I mean, these guys are so good now, and they're so good at reading the water and you know, with all, knowing all the different techniques and finding the patterns. It's changed the way that we have to fish out there, but it still comes down, I think, to sport. Is you know, a big part of it is the mental side of it. You know, the talent is there. Almost everybody has that, from as far as casting ability, and you know, a lot of guys know how to find fish real well and stuff, but it's really making those decisions under pressure that separates the, you know, the Denny Browers and the Rick Klons and the Larry Nixons and the Gary Klines out there, you know, from the guys who end up at the bottom of the pack.
Well, I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.